What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Tanksley. I also go by Angel Akita Moore. I also go by That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel. Angel. And I'm going on tour with this man that's right beside me because we've been doing this podcast for 10 years and we said we want to go back out and say hey to the people and have a good goddamn on time. So we'll be in your neck of the woods. Tell them where we'll be and then tell them who you are.
We going to be in Chicago June 1st. We going to be in that good old ATL June 3rd. We going to be in LA on June 5th. We're going to be in Philly on June 23rd, and then we're going to be in D.C. on June 24th. Make sure you come on out. Get them tickets, all right?
You can go to my Linktree. It's linktr.ee/thatchickangel. You'll see all the links there, or you can find it in the show notes of this show or in the description of this video. Mm-hmm. Period.
As well as on our social medias.
Yes. Well, the social media will just have the link to the Linktree. So.
Absolutely. And I am the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley,
yes,
a.k.a.
You are.
Tank. And we greatly appreciate you joining in with us today. All right?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Happy Mother's Day once again.
Thank you. Thank you. Also, thank you to our sponsor, Tumble. I'll tell you more about them later on. I am sleepy because my husband decided to give me some sausage for breakfast. And you know how the pork makes me sleepy.
Well,
sometimes.
You seemed hungry, so. I was minding my business.
What?
And you was like, what's going on? Hey, I'm just doing this.
No.
I was minding my damn business.
No, I walked into the bathroom and got yelled at. Hey, think about your beach. Anywho. I had a great Mother's Day. I want to say thank you so much for the effort that you put in to fixing me a feast, to having the backyard smell amazing and be cleaned, and for having the kitchen and the living room and the dining room all nice, and for my lovely flowers. It was one of my best
candles throughout.
It was one of my best Mother's Days, I will say. All the kids had cards for me. They sent some of that gifts. So, and then I got to spend it with my mommy, and we watched a movie that she thoroughly.
She was into that movie.
But I press play. We may be in 2 minutes. Let me tell you what this man said to me at work. Listen, because he had made me so mad. So when I, okay, so he was talking to me and Jacqueline, okay, and to some of the higher ups, and he said, and then my mother proceeds to talk for 10, 15 minutes.
Every time, because I'm running back and forth, I'm outside on the grill, so I don't have to cut through, but I have to walk past the living room to get outside, and there was probably, out of the entire time I was cooking and prepping food, there was probably maybe that I could remember probably about maybe 10 minutes where they were actually watching TV and nothing else was happening. The rest of it was full out conversation.
No, it was a great movie. It's with Mark Wahlberg. Is it Wahlberg?
Wahlberg.
Wahlberg. Wahlberg. I don't know if there's an L. I think there's an L. Yeah. Wahlberg. Okay. Called Family Plan. Perfect, like if your mama is the type that watches procedurals, like she watches NCIS, if she was a fan of Chuck Norris, she watches CSI, any of those, this is a great movie because it's actually soft, so it's not like gory. It has like punchlines and stuff, but it's action packed. Mm-hmm. And it's a white man doing the action. What?
Shout out to Erica Tuck. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Erica Tuck said, I'll be in the D.C. show driving from Tallahassee, Florida to see y'all. Can't wait.
And we going to make it worth it for you.
Erica, get ready to come on stage in D.C. So make sure you dress the way you want to look because you're coming on stage.
Everybody going to see you, and I'm going to get content of it.
Okay, so either it's going to be You either doing crafts and cocktails, or you're going to be doing tasting with Tank, or you might be doing one of our newer audience segments. So be ye ready.
Be ye
ready. Erica. But the movie is really good because it's funny and it's action-packed. And I feel like these older mamas, while they love their Denzel, right, they also love a good white man that can fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the type of...
Between him, Jason Statham.
But they don't know Jason like that.
Nah, they do. Your mama do.
She don't know. She don't know him like that. She's seen him and stuff, but like Mark is more of her speed. And Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I was going to say, then that's about 25 years separation.
And Steven Seagal. She loved her.
Awful.
She loved her some Steven Seagal in that ponytail. In oh, yeah.
What was that movie? Passenger 57 or something.
She loves it. Sky said, now hold on. Now, how do I sign up to be involved with the audience segments of the LA show? Well, Sky, looks like you will be.
You just did.
We're going to put out we'll put something in our Patreon for a sign up. Oh, speaking of which, our good friend Kevin bought 10 tickets for us to give out.
Oh.
For the LA show.
Yeah, for the LA show.
So Patreon and Patreon only. See, this is what's great. If you're not a member of Patreon, you better listen here. You better go pay your $5 to see if you can win. The tickets aren't up close, so... But you'll be in the building.
She said, my husband can't believe I'm making him drive. I'll be ready. You're going to be looking at us. Y'all got me driving up here. Bullshit.
Tell your husband for him to get ready as well. Y'all probably be in our new segment then, since both of y'all are coming.
Absolutely.
Anyways, we'll be doing a giveaway of the 10 tickets from Kev. I might do, to make it nice or sweet, I might do, since it's 10 tickets, 6 for our Patreon and 4 for stage crew. So those of you all who are in both, you'll probably get 2 chances to win. And those of you all who are only in ours, you have more opportunities than if you're just only in stage crew.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. My whole brain just shut down. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, yeah. So it was spending time with mom.
Oh, yeah.
And then Brisha came to church with Brave and me. And so that was good to see Brave and her little cute self. She was cracking up doing prayer because I was like, I said, put your hands together. And so she put her hands together like this. She was holding her hand. And I said, then close your eyes. Well, then she was like, oh. She did that. So I'm like this, and I say, when she does that, I say, oh, okay. So I cover my eyes, too. So now she's like, oh, we about to play a game.
She be loving it. She always loved peekaboo.
She was like, and I was like, she's
That's the oldest baby.
I said, oh, my gosh. She is laughing so freaking loud. But it's so beautiful. I can't even take it. These spam text messages and calls have gotten out of hand.
Yeah, they have been. Brisha, she ended up coming over. I had one rule. Brisha told me she was going to come over and kick it with us for Mother's Day. I said, she's like, what you want me to bring? You want me to bring you? You know, I'm not allowed to bring nothing to drink over your house. I was like, nah, you want me to bring some food? You want me to bring a bottle of wine? I said, all you got to do is bring my baby. That's all I ask of you. Bring my baby to the house. She gonna help me cook. It's the only rule. This heifer showed up without Brave. I almost kicked in her chest out the door.
Y'all were out there talking for a long time.
Because she had to sit down and explain. She had to set me down because I was hot. She said, here, let's sit on the couch. Let me just explain. So after I let her explain herself, I said, all right, I get it. Need a little bit of a break. It's been a lot.
Yeah, my Brave.
So I'm going to let it slide this time.
I know, because she's a good time, that Brave. She's hilarious. She does have Brisha's whole face, for real. So let me tell you about our new sponsor. I am super jazzed about them. And they are Tumble. So listen, if you live in a house. Heck, if you don't live in a house, I'm gonna be honest, this is the accessory that you need, okay? Because like us, or if you're anything like us, we have dogs, we have children. Both of those entities are messy, okay? Mm-hmm. And you want to have like nice decor in your house, but sometimes you just want to be like, oh, I can't have it because of all these things, especially a rug with dogs and kids. Well, you don't have to worry about the spills and the stains or any disasters any longer. This is one of the reasons why I absolutely love Tumble. Before having a Tumble rug, when it came to getting out of stain, that means I'm on my hands and knees scrubbing, spraying, scrubbing, scrubbing, spraying. And if you do get the stain out, the rug don't look the same. It looked like you remove the stain in one area, but the rest of the rug don't blend in with that area no more, right? And if you try to actually go, I don't know of anybody that has went to get a rug washed. And trust and believe, I was the one that was trying to rent the carpet cleaner from the grocery store and try to clean. It's just a whole thing that makes you just hate having a rug. Well, Tumble makes spill-proof, stylish, machine washable rugs designed for real life. You hear that? Machine washable.
You ain't never heard of that before.
Oh my gosh. I don't have our rug with us, but we got a navy blue rug. It's the, I do believe it's called Pera. It's big, it's dark, it's very, very elegant. It kind of really like solidifies the room. And now I ain't got to worry about yelling at my kids because they will make mistakes. They're going to have accidents. Heck, we have accidents, but now I don't have to worry about it. Tumble's rugs feature a proprietary spill-proof surface that allows liquid to bead up at the top of the rug. So instead of soaking into the fibers that, like most rugs, you can literally wipe the spill away in seconds. It's kind of like magic, right? And then when you need to do like a deeper clean, like sometimes you need to, they are fully machine washable. And it doesn't matter what size you get. Like we have the 8x10. It can still go into that machine. You just remove the rug from the pad and then throw it in the washer. And if you have pets, this will change your life. I wish I would have had it when I was potty training Lala, because we did throw away our old rug because of her. Tumble is known for how easy it is to wash their rugs and their pad system because it is so genius. It's cushioned non-slip rug pad that tucks underneath the corners of each of the of each underside of the rug, and so that way the rug doesn't slide around. They are OEKO hyphen tech certified. So that means they're safe for kids, pets, and anyone spending time on the floor. The styles are amazing. We saw so many beautiful rugs from their collection, and we picked the one that we like the most. You don't have to take our word for it. They have thousands of homes that have them. They have over 30,000 five-star reviews. It's perfect for living rooms, kitchens, entryways, hallways, and kids' rooms. Anywhere in the home that you feel like you need a rug, okay? Especially if it's a messy area. Mm-hmm. Machine washable rugs made better. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off plus free shipping at tumbleliving.com/argue. That's T-U-M-B-L-E living.com. /argue. I'm going to say that again. That's TUMBLE living.com/argue.
Argue.
After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Thank you, Tumble. All right.
Well, all right.
Well, all right. It was also Marcus's mother's birthday. Mm-hmm. Did you get to spend any quality time on the phone with her?
I talked to her for a little bit. I was calling her earlier in the day, and phone was going straight to voicemail, so I just figured she was out and about or whatever. But I don't know what that was because I couldn't get a hold of her. But she ended up calling me. So now it looked like, oh, you ain't called me now, Mama. I called you a couple times.
Wait, so when I called you and
that was our second time talking.
No. It was your first time.
Okay.
But I called you. You were like, "I'm on the phone with Mama," and I was
"Oh, that was the first."
Did she call you?
Yeah, because I had been calling her.
So this is why me and Mama called her.
Yeah,
we sang Happy Birthday. She said, "Well, I ain't talked to my youngest son today." Oh, yeah. She said, "And I'm surprised that I said he ain't talked to you."
I'm usually the first phone call she gets.
She was like, "No." Nah. I said, "Oh, don't worry. I'm about to get on him right now because he already know better. Your birthday and Mother's Day, he needs to be on the phone with you." So my mother has to go into the store. I am getting something situated on my phone. And then that's when I called you. You were like, "I'm on the phone with Mom." I was like, "Huh? How? That's crazy that he thought to call her."
Oh, no,
right
no.
When.
She called because I was, as soon as I seen her, I was like, "Oh." I was like, "Happy Mother's Day, happy birthday." I ain't heard from you. Mama done called you a couple times. But we actually talked two or three times. Till I ended up calling her back, and then we went into another conversation. But I ended up sending her a bunch of stuff.
Okay, what'd you end up getting? Yeah.
It was just the simple stuff. I got a whole bunch of, because the place, Edible Arrangements, the stuff, what I was trying to get her, you can't get in that zip code.
Okay.
I'm like, "That's stupid." So I ended up found some place on DoorDash in Lexington that had like one thing I always get is an assortment of chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah.
But they only have six in a container, so I got her like six.
Why'd you get her so many?
Because she tears them things up.
Oh, okay.
And then I got her that as Big Bouquet and something else, and that's just in the meantime between time.
Did you get me a card? I don't think you got me a card. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was about to go out and get one. I was like, "I don't feel like it."
Okay. Well, tell me what you would want the card to say.
I would want the card to say that you are the best example of a mother and wife that anyone could ever ask for. Hallmark, hit me up.
Oh, that was it? That was the period?
Hey, you can't get no better than that. Everything else is just fluff. Love you.
Let me tell you, Lil Marcus got me a great card. So did Size. Size was a little mature, but it was still true. And then Marcus's was very nice. It was like, "Oh, you read this card."
Mm-hmm. And all of them do really good at reading through and finding a card that they like.
Except for that time when, or somebody's fault, who got me a card that said
that was on Marcus, but it wasn't from him. He got it for the twins.
No. It was from him.
It was, oh.
I just don't.
He didn't pick it. The twins picked it out.
Oh.
Because they were supposed to read it, because I was like, I ain't about to go all the way out and get him, bring him back. Yeah.
He was like, "The family that I've started." I said, "Who? Wait a minute."
And I looked at them. I was like, "What? What did y'all do?"
Amar made me a card that he was so freaking proud of. He made me open it on Friday. He was unwilling to let me open it on Mother's Day.
Yeah, he's like, "You got to open this right now. This is hot out the press."
And he's so proud of his gift that he's making me keep the gift bag as well. He said, "Because it's to remind you of your favorite color." Well,
thank you. I'm glad y'all could appreciate what I said. Would say her card would say, because she don't. Let's see, she's spoiled. That's the problem.
No, I just remember a man who used to love using his words to woo me in like that form, in like card form or in written form. So
that was great on the spot. If I write it, I got time to sit and think.
Oh no, Marcus,
you said. What would the card say? Go.
Because Marcus, you are the supreme bullshitter. So you know, I know you could have gave me more on the spot.
I could have gave you some bullshit, but I was being honest and real. And I said, "I'm going to give her the honest and real."
You would have gave me honest and real bullshit too. You said, "Don't nobody want the fluff." Who don't?
Well, I ain't got no fluff to give.
Oh, is that right? Don't you look at them people. Don't you look at them people. Okay, so what I saw in the comments in our chat that I was like, "Oh yeah, I can bring this up some. You can just ask questions and then I can hopefully give you clarity."
Okay. And I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
I started off asking you how you were doing. Yeah, you did. I was the first one to do it. I said,
"No, we're going to replay now. You did."
Yeah, I was like, "How you doing?" So we talked about this on Here's the Thing, but then I started doing a deep dive last night as I was falling asleep, and that is on Nature Boy, who is Marcus also thought it was who?
I thought it was Ric Flair, the wrestler.
Ric Flair.
The Night Jerry. Who? One that does it.
I had no idea who you were talking about. Still don't.
Angel was halfway asleep, and she's like, well, she was getting in the bed last week. And she said, oh, God, I got to watch this documentary. I said, Here's the Thing. I said, what documentary? She's like, it's a Nature Boy. I was like, on Ric Flair? She said, huh? I said, y'all watching a documentary on a wrestler? She was like, I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. I said, oh, okay. So then by the time I guess she watches it, and then I guess y'all talk about it on Here's the Thing. So then she come home and starts telling me about it. I was like, oh, it ain't the wrestler. She said, huh? Because she didn't remember me asking her that. I said, I thought you was talking about Ric Flair, like Nature Boy. She was like, that's the same thing Kevin said.
Now, hold on. What is Ric Flair?
A wrestler.
I love hearing you say that.
What, wrestler?
Yes.
What is he, a wrestler?
Yes.
He's a wrestler.
No, there's no A in the word. Say
wrestler.
Yes, I say a wrestler.
Wrestler. You know, he's a wrestler.
You don't say I used to wrestle.
Now it's losing meaning.
You don't say.
Stop saying it.
I used to be on the wrestling team.
Yeah. In Kentucky, you on the wrestling team.
You on the wrestling team. I love it.
What number comes after one?
Two.
Two.
I said I love it. I'm not making fun of you. Wrestle. Anyways, Nature Boy, for those of you all who did not get a chance to watch Here's the Thing, he is the leader of a cult called Carbon Nation.
Carbon Nation?
Carbon Nation.
Oh, Carbon. Hey, wordplay. Uh-huh. Clever guy, isn't he?
And we watched the 4-part documentary on Hulu to talk about on Here's the Thing. Well, then I decided to try to take a little bit of a dive into the YouTube. Now, I was kind of pissed off because it was between that or Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I was like, you know what? While I'm still in Nature Boy like mood, I said, let me just watch this documentary. I got through episode one before I started going in and out of sleep. But when I tell you, Kevin had said, and I want to get your thought on this. He was like, I take my statement back. I used to say, black people don't get caught up in cults. Was that your opinion of like black folk to begin with, that we're not like a cult like people?
Nah, that ain't never been my opinion.
And tell me why.
We see that shit full-fledged all day, every day. The black church.
That's exactly what I said.
And not to say all Christianity and black folk, but I grew up even in Lexington, Kentucky, and I saw some shit at a very young age where I'm like, y'all crazy as hell.
Yes.
That's cult behavior.
That's exactly what
pastor,
I said.
Your pastor, your deacon, your whoever in the church dictates everything in your life. Well, you know, you got to go act. You know, they always right. Who? They don't know what the hell they talking about.
Yeah.
Man, ain't never started no business or moved across. He ain't even got a college degree. How he going to tell me how to live? People, hey, look, I got so many stories about just people just believing this person is the second coming or they are the net. No, they just like you. They have been called to preach. They are not a spiritual entity. Like,
you know, that's what's so, they kind of moved past that. They used to call one of the names that like the D9 would get called was a cult. Like it went from gang to cult and now we're just considered demonic and witches. But it's so crazy because they don't dictate what we do outside of when we're representing the organization. Yeah.
You just don't, well, at least where I'm from in the Midwest and South, you don't be drinking and smoking in them letters. You don't be fighting in them letters.
Correct.
Nine times out of 10, you're going to be fighting the letters. But you ain't taking no pictures with liquor bottles. You'd be like, no, we are here. We are, what's it called? Community service, most of them.
Uh-huh.
Community service organization. We're going to try to help people. We're going to try to give scholarships. It ain't, well, you know, you shouldn't be wearing this or eating that or going, or don't you go to that prom. You go to that, that's the devil's work. Don't you do, it's like,
What?
Yeah. So I definitely was like, oh no, black people, we join a cult. We'll join a cult. We just
in our Christian, like I said, it ain't no cult. We gonna eat the blood and drink the blood and eat the body and drink the blood.
Yes, exactly.
And we gonna worship this person that done died and then came back.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a comedian say that. It's like, when you say it a certain way.
Oh, yeah. You like, you hear it and you just like,
but
yeah,
but Christians hear that, but they hear other religions like, you know, you worshiping the dead and them demons and devils. It's like, now hold on. Pump your brakes.
You hear how we're saying, sounding
third
similar.
Person, see how it sounds.
Correct. So I think what it really is that we haven't seen as often is the willingness to give your actual physical body as far as in giving it to the ground for a cult with black folk as much. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know of any, and there might be, I'm not no history scholar, if there is a cult with a black leader, majority black members, where there has been a mass suicide.
Yeah, one thing we ain't, you know, black people, we ain't crazy about dying.
Right.
I've never heard of it. Nothing like that extreme at
no.
all.
No, I don't think of one. I can't think of one that I've heard of where one person was able to convince a large amount of black folk to end their lives together.
Right. The close thing before you told me about this, the closest thing to people, a black man doing even anything of that sort, of like, you know, being the leader and doing this outside of the church was like the polygamist. Like having multiple wives and, you know, the family and all of that. And it's like, now, why they see him as the leader? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Every time I see these videos and documentaries that I've seen, like, everybody just kind of look like they might smell a little bit.
You talking about polygamists in general?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's never like the sexy. Smell. It's never a sex. I don't feel like I've seen a sexy polygamist couple where I'm just like, well, all y'all fine. Why y'all sharing each other? Y'all can get y'all's own. Yeah. It looks like, yeah, well, this is why you all are all together.
What's going on that couch? Yeah. I'll stand, thank you. No, I'm not removing my shoes.
And I'm holding my breath, so I might pass out here soon if I don't get to get some fresh air, because I don't want to smell what has been made in this house with your bodies. So, anyways, at the end of the Hulu documentary, Nature Boy, also known as Eligio, Eligio Bishop, Eligio, excuse me, Bishop, was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the, as people would say, rape of a woman, kidnapping. Mm-hmm. And I think there was something else. Do you think that is too harsh of a punishment to put on a cult leader who, at least in the beginning, there were no weapons that I had heard of that he had. So everybody was kind of there. Now, but I will give this caveat. The only difference is that because they were in a foreign country, a lot of them didn't really know their way around. So it was very much so a thing of, you can't get up out of here.
Yeah. So you was asking me, is that too hard? Is life?
Yeah. Too harsh of a penalty. Sentencing.
This is how I look at it. For the, hold on, can you, because I cut this out of, can you not say us out either?
Yeah, you can say it's all.
Okay. You never know in this day. So for the assault, I think he needs the harshest punishment for assault and kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. but I've never heard of that. It does seem honestly, I didn't watch the documentary. I did not watch the documentary, but to hear that somebody had a cult, didn't kill anybody, didn't off anybody, just in case I got to take it out, to get life from that.
Yeah,
that does seem a little. Like, where was he at when he got? Where did he get prosecuted?
Atlanta.
Oh, that's Georgia.
Yeah,
because people say Atlanta, like Atlanta ain't in Georgia,
right?
Like, that's Georgia.
So I might be missing some of the other charges, I should say.
Yeah, that's how long? This is my other question. How long? Because as far as you know, he was only convicted for the one lady's assault.
I think she was the victim, because.
Like, what I was about to say is,
That was the other thing. The thing that would open the case was that he posted video of him and this young lady having intercourse mm-hmm. without her permission on social media. Okay. And that is called revenge porn in Atlanta, in Georgia.
Yeah, okay.
So I do believe that was also, but continues.
Yeah, so even something like that, like usually I was like, all right, you going to get 15 months or 2 years. I don't know the actual sentence, but I'm like, is it multiple? Is it like multiple people where he could be considered like a serial assaulter or just the one? And how long was this going on? Like, as far as, the kidnapping, like, let's say, all right, kidnapped her. Was that like for 24 hours? Was that for 3 years? You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody's like that is held, being held captive for that long, yeah, you need to do the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think the state or either the county uh-huh. that I do believe was the ones bringing charges. But yeah. This woman was kind of the catalyst of the kind of representing the victims, but other victims testified. So okay. A woman that he had a baby by, because here's the other part that they were just like, it's tricky because some of the things weren't done in America. Mm-hmm. For hers, it was done in Georgia. That's how Georgia got the case.
Okay.
However, there was a young lady named, Velvet, who had a baby by him. She ran away when they were, I don't remember where. I don't remember what if they were in the U.S. or if they were out of the country. I'm pretty sure they were in the U.S. They have video of him hitting her.
Yes, Shiggy just said he was beating his wife on social media.
Yeah, and they had video of him telling other people to hit other folk.
Oh, so yeah, he was a virus at that point. He was causing the spread of the abuse.
Yeah.
So with that, the kidnapping, the assault, and spreading the abuse, beating, I'm like, give him a, yeah. I don't feel like that's too harsh. However, that means that a whole bunch of other people don't, you know, the law in the U.S. just be stupid because they'll let people off that has done far worse, like taking a life or taking multiple lives, and they'll get something like 15 or 20 years versus a lot of people forget life in prison is only 25 years. Like a life sentence is considered. That's why they do like three consecutive life sentences because that's 75 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, it's like you had people do a lot worse. They got a lot less. But the problem with making laws like that even more strict is black people are always going to see the worst of it. You know what I'm saying? Like for me, for somebody that if it's proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have assaulted somebody in that way. I feel like you deserve the harshest punishment possible. But of course, the law going to look at it like who was the victim? Who was the person that done such thing? Where are they at? Or that bullshit of, you know, well, boys will be boys. We've heard judges say that crap.
Yes, you definitely have. Let me tell you, for Georgia, life in prison is actually the person remains in prison for their natural life unless they are granted parole.
Oh, okay. So it changes from state to state.
Yes, and
I did not know that.
He got life plus 10 years.
I thought that was a federal blanket thing. Okay.
Without the possibility of parole. So if he had the possibility of parole at 30 years, he could ask to be released on parole. But because he didn't get parole,
mm-hmm.
he going to be in there until he dies.
Until he dies.
Okay. In California, so, it's 25.
Yeah, California. It's not. This is news to me. It changes from state to state depending on where you at. Because I've heard of people getting, you know, life with the possibility or life without. And it's always like, well, they going to serve the 25 years.
Because, yeah, the thing is that if you don't get parole, you just stay until you, like, even if there's a possibility of parole.
Yeah.
If they won't grant you parole, you just stay until you die, or you just keep trying to get parole. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's news to me. So, Georgia. So now anytime I hear that, I'm going to have to get clarification on what their life sentence is.
Well, who?
You hear somebody gets life, it's like, what does that mean? In what state?
But all of them, so let me clarify one time. All of them mean until you die. But each of them have a different cap on when you can ask for parole.
Oh, so you have the eligibility for parole after 25 years, like
in California.
In California. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Georgia is after 30. So that's why judges sometimes add on a little sprinkle of extra years just in case something is overturned. So that's
the three consecutive. Got you. Okay.
They're like, you're going to have to try to overturn every last one of these to get out. And so for this judge, she sprinkled the 10 years. She was like, okay, you might overturn life, but your ass is definitely going to be in here for at least 10 of these years. So anyways, just wanted to figure out what that meant because that was a good question. I mean, that was a good thing to bring up. So what, as a dude, what for you would be, I mean, it's always easy for us, especially at our age, and how much we've seen in life, to be like, can't brainwash me. What do you think for yourself would have been the vulnerability that somebody would be able to like sneak into that could cause you maybe not to end up in the situation that they ended up in, but for you to go down a road long enough for you to be like, you know, hold the hell up.
For me, let me think. It would have to be, here's the thing. If I were to fall into something like that, I would have to see the benefit. Like, these people only do this because they see a benefit.
Yeah, and for a lot of them, the benefit was we get to tap out of the matrix. Like, I watched one of his videos.
You off the grid.
I watched one of his videos. He was at a waterfall. He was like, I want to make it clear. We are not on vacation. This is how we live our life.
Yeah.
So seeing that versus somebody sitting there clicking away at a computer, they're like, oh, I could just be in a waterfall right now. But go ahead.
For me, it'd be real interesting to get me to come on. Because for me, it's just like, I need to see an enormous financial gain. But I'm also getting to live life how I want. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, now, you know, Mark's part of that code. I know they all got helicopters and live in big ass houses, but you know he over in that coat, and I'm gonna have to be like, well, what's the downside of this? Because I
like, so you'd be the type that could get trapped inside of an MLM.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Those are the ones that, like, now while they're not called like this.
Yeah.
But to be successful at those MLMs, they kind of have to consume your life. You gotta constantly be on.
Right.
It's like,
which is also why that wouldn't work for me.
This is why we didn't do well with Melaleuca. It was very much so. We liked the products.
Yeah. The products is what sold us. It's like, oh, this is dope.
And they're not really technically as much of a multi-level because you can't move up like you can with Mary Kay by just buying inventory.
Right.
You got to actually have customers versus just buying yourself $10,000 worth of inventory.
I would never do that bullshit either.
Right.
Buy a bunch of stuff. But yeah, it's like, I am not and will not ever be that good. I don't think that good of a salesperson. Even my product man shit, Angel M convinced me to go to this event where, you know, I was selling it on the spot. So, you know, people walking by, the Juneteenth thing. I had my table set up, my products. I had a sample out there and everything. And after the first hour, I'm like, I don't want to explain this anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to have to keep talking to people explaining this. So finally, people are like, what is this? I'm like, it's a beer and body butter. You should try it. Mm-hmm. It's like, and after a while, I was like, I'm ready to go. I don't want to do this no more. I refuse to explain what this is yet again.
Wait a minute. Why Portia say, my name is Portia, and I've been in two MLMs. I know what people had to do to be at the top, and I don't think I have it in me morally to do. For me, I feel like I low-key was in a soft launch of a cult growing up with my church. It wasn't like hardcore, but they did have way more say over, they did use shame, I would say, to kind of get control over what we did. But like,
I didn't know. Oh, well, go ahead. I'll let you finish. Sorry.
But for me, let me tell you what I wouldn't be able to fall for. Okay. Is there being one supreme person having all the wisdom, all the knowledge.
Same. I grew up being taught to question any and everything.
So a cult where there is one person, not a council of people getting the opinions of everybody. But if you tell me there's one person making all the decisions and there's no say from the people, automatically I'm not going to be able to fit in because I'm going to question you a little too much and then think that you don't know what you're talking about, even if you do. So, or if you don't have any type of credentials to back it up, to help me understand why you are the supreme voice. That would be the type that I couldn't do. So the type that I could do would probably be more so, I don't know. It's got to be something that feels communal.
See, mine couldn't be communal.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out what it is. I'm trying to figure out what my what my soft spot is, what my weakness point is. Can you? For me?
Oh, for you?
Yeah.
Yours would have to, you remember that person that did the them kids and the social media thing and was making them successful, but they had to live in the house?
Mm-hmm.
If yours was something evolving around Broadway or something, a true love and a passion that you have.
Yeah.
And it's just you doing the shows, you touring the world, you on Broadway, but you got to do these things.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I say that was an example, just because it would have to be, the benefit would have to be something that you are truly passionate about.
I get what you're saying.
When you said about church, so from a young age, I saw what some churches would do with some people. I didn't know the whole shaming thing. I didn't know about a lot of that until I got older.
Uh-huh.
Early 20s, even more in my, early 30s, and then mid 30s on, I'm what in the hell are we doing to our people? When I heard about some shame, it was almost that one loud voice in the room. It's just you have to damn near ignore everybody else because it's why would y'all going through that in that church over there?
Yeah.
Why would you let your pastor, why would your parents let your pastor put that on y'all's family? You know what I'm saying?
Sherry brought up, it's probably also because you're a guy. Shame doesn't really get pushed towards you as much.
Oh, I know. No. When I said I would hear about it, it was usually from a woman telling me, oh, in our church, they used to do this. I'm what?
Yeah.
Like, because I didn't grow up with that being done in my church. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or people I grew up with, like girls I grew up with, didn't get, you know, only thing, you know, shorts don't be too short, or dresses don't be too short. One, we out in the country, we playing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if people's moms and granny just try and keep you covered up. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? It was like reasonable stuff. But it wasn't like, you know, trying to shake, like, yeah, this, that whole, I don't know. Black people, we see it a lot more than what we realize.
I think I would get scammed long before I would join a cult.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I could see right. I could see yours would be more so with the removal of people, like going online and get scammed. I would more likely get scammed by a specific person and them having this like world built so well for me, or product or something built so well for me, that I would not, my discernment would be fully turned off, or my discernment would be tricked, or whatever you want to call it. But so watching this and watching these young black men allow this other black man, the women I can understand a little bit more. I don't agree with, I'm like, I don't know why they allowed this to happen to them, but I can understand. It's the guys. Do you feel like you have guys or no guys in your life that could be hoodwinked into believing this is the way of life that they should be living?
Guys I know, let me see. Yeah. I just on the simple fact, I knew guys that I was in high school with that was a part of certain churches. And I'm just like, and they still believe a lot of that stuff to this day. And it's just like, you have lost your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, how much, when I look at somebody like that, it's just like, well, how much would it take for that person that you've been listening to your entire life, or that person that's been a part of the same thing your entire life, to do a slight shift for you to get over there to that, you know what I'm saying? Or slowly, just gradually get over there to this whole thing. It would be simple stuff too. It was like, I remember, who was it? Was it when, I think when Barack ran? And they were just like, well, we have to vote. We can't vote for him because, you know, we don't believe in, he, you know, believes in gay marriage, or I don't remember what it was. It was something simple as that. And it was just like something that he don't have control over state to state anyway. It's just, he ain't going to condemn people that want to do certain things. It's just like, so you, what's your other reason? You know, our pastor told us.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. So like, how, I'm thinking, what would it take for somebody gradually to slowly shift things over to, now you in a documentary talking about, I can't believe I went this far.
There was still some people, what's crazy is there's still some people a part of, like, it, after the court case, at least this is what I saw. I haven't finished watching, obviously, the YouTube documentary. There were people who testified on his behalf of the court case. Like, one dude sat up there and lied. They said, have you ever seen him abuse anyone? And he was like, no. And they showed him a video of him being on camera as he had somebody else hit someone else.
People are, they be out there. Back to, hold on, real quick, when you were saying, like, it can't be like one person, like, giving all. The way I operate, like, I don't care what it is. I've been like this from the beginning. Like, if you explain something to me, or you got to do this, you've experienced this with me, you got to make it make sense to me. Like you said, you end up getting kicked out because you're going to question everything. With me, it's just like, oh, because he said so. But why? Let's go talk to him. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Like, what's going on here? It's going to have to make complete. You know how many times I've been in at a mechanic at the dealership, vehicle up on the lift, and it was like, you're going to have to show me. Yeah. You can't show me no papers. It's doing this. Go show me. We're going, well, you're not allowed in here. I'm going to be allowed in here today. You got to make, if they can't make it make sense to you, make them make it make sense to you. If they can't dumb it down, then they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I definitely am biased by it, and it's a bias I'm working on. No, I'm not. It's a bias I need to work on. Is y'all, I'm a forever student. I will go back and get my doctorate for sure. So when a person can't show me some sort of certificate, it ain't got to be a degree, but I need to see that you completed something.
Somebody else has approved you.
Yes. Yeah. And that person or that institution has been proven through the test of time that they create or certify people who are legitimate and competent. If you don't have those things, your words to me are like a grain of salt. And the reason why I say I have to work on it is because sometimes life experience is the best teacher, but not if you're telling me to change my life fully.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not that girl that can just override that.
Right.
Like, I know it sometimes pisses Marcus off because Marcus will sometimes buck a professional if he's like, don't know what he's talking about. Please bleep that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, for me, I'm like, I'm gonna go with they were because they hear they got hired to say the words. like it's hard for me to just like not show a little deference to that. So if you ain't got nothing, but that don't mean I show that much, because let me tell you, the way I buck my doctors, I'll be like, I don't, or especially the pediatricians. Oh, so yeah. Why are you doing that though?
Oh, that lady tried her best to get us to give him, was it Amara or the twins?
All the doctors have tried to give him,
You know, they're going to, where the losing weight. That's what happens when a baby is born. They lose weight. It's fine. That one lady, I had to prove that she was wrong. I had to prove her wrong with the scales using the same method that she was using.
Yeah, Marcus was definitely.
She was like, well, yeah, you know, the baby has lost this many ounces, still shouldn't be. I said, actually, no, he's actually the same weight as last week. He hasn't lost any weight. She was like, no, the scale says. I said, the last time the scale, he had on a diaper and he had a Vaseline on his belly button or the circumcisions or whatever it was. I said, all that has a weight, and I had to take the diaper, put some Vaseline on it, and put it on the scale. I said, does that not, this number not bring it up to his weight from last week?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Because we're all humans and a lot of us make mistakes. So that still is why I will question you on, but I'm not even listening to you if you don't have any credentials. Yeah. I'm going to question you if you do, but I'm not listening to you if you don't. So that I feel like it's not that I'm cult proof, but I'm cult resistant.
Yeah. Same for me. Like, I don't know. And I feel like a lot of people are like it. It's like you are naturally going to question somebody hard enough that's, and they're going to have to prove something to you beyond just their beliefs. You know what I'm saying? Even in the church, the pastor is getting the information from this specific thing, from the Bible. It's just like, okay, you done studied this. Now you, for most people, for most churches, it's like, okay, this person you have studied, so you go by their guidance, so to speak, because they are deeply studied in this. You can go back and do it for yourself and get it from other people. Versus, nah, just listen to me. Man, set your ass down somewhere. Nobody listening to you.
The other,
and close your road.
The other thing that makes me cult resistant is that you can't ever tell me to cut off the people I love. And that's usually one of the telltale signs of a cult, is that they don't want isolation. They don't want you to have contacts outside of the group that they've groomed. And I love my husband, children, and friends and families too much for you to ever tell me I can't talk to them. First of all, y'all know I be talking on this phone. I be talking.
Stay on it.
Phone be hot up to my ear, and I just be still. Bip, 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 bip. You think that you gonna tell me I can't talk to who? To what? Listen, it's not gonna happen. You gonna kick me out. They'll be like, Angel, you cannot keep calling. And I'll be like, why can't I call them? They're my friend. I love them. What is it that you're telling me? So again, and I always, and that makes me do that. Anytime I see somebody withdraw from people who have, from non-toxic relationships, once they become a part of something, especially if it's spiritual.
Even in relationships, we'll notice people get disappear. We like, oh, what's going on with you?
Right. And this is not to say, I know sometimes God pulls us apart for a season to like, so he can get your focus. But that is something that can be communicated to the people you love.
Right.
Of like, hey, I might not be around as much for a little bit while I'm on this spiritual journey, but I'll hopefully be back once I figure out all the things I need to do versus cut these people off, just stop talking to them. Like, unless it's abusive, like meaning the relationships you're cutting off, there is a certain amount of love and respect that I think people do owe for, or should feel like they owe folk if they're going to be like, I need to separate myself from you. But these cults, they like, don't you give them nothing. Cut them off.
I just came to my mind. I got a cousin that is in a cult-like church right now.
Really? Yeah.
Done damn near cut everybody out. They still talk to her, but not as much.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this is what he wants.
Husband, see,
and that's the man. It ain't even the woman. It's the man. This is what he wants.
I feel like
I just now thought. I was like, hold up.
Yeah, I feel like stop and whispering the tea. We don't know these people. He got family members that watch this, y'all. That Sunshine makes a great point, and I feel like this is why Nature Boy was able to get people to follow him. Cults prey on people at their lowest point, not at their healthiest. People who are depressed, lonely, in poverty, marginalized, etc., are targets.
Yeah.
Yes, which is also crazy why so many white people join cults.
Right.
Because it's just like, guy.
Yeah.
This country is built for you. What are you talking about?
Nothing. To be the rest of it.
This is built for you. Why are you so sad? Why do you need to join a cult? But they also don't a lot of times have a sense of identity, and so the cult gives them identity. Sorry, my stomach is yelling at y'all.
But and unfortunately there's always large groups of people going through that season.
And I was about to say marriage, husbands typically more than wives, can easily lead their family into a cult.
Yeah.
There is not one religion that I can think of I'm going to even throw Judaism in there too, only because I don't hear much about female rabbis, not to say that they don't exist, but I feel like almost every religious that is widely practiced in the U.S., okay, there is a hierarchy of male first, then female, or men, then women. So,
listen, anything bad, it's always like every war, everything bad that's ever happened in this world has all been by men.
So if a woman has already bought into the religious hierarchy, then the man can misuse his power. No, black too.
No, I'm just saying, when I say my statement, it'd be just like that's a majority.
Yeah.
Even them jewels that stolen from Africa that the printed queen is wearing.
Yeah.
It was stolen by some white dudes.
But once a woman has bought into this type of spiritual hierarchy, they leave themselves vulnerable to be manipulated. Because if I go by the standpoint of wives must be fully submissive to their husbands, the husbands are fully the head of the household, they are the ones to make the decision, I am willfully giving up my power. And willfully trusting you, and in some situations it works, some. I'm not saying all are bad, but I'm willfully trusting you that you have my better interest at hand
in mind,
even more so than myself.
Yeah.
I'm not putting that on nobody. Like he definitely has some of my submission 100%. But like when the women are in marriages where they give over 100% of like being submissive, it is a lot because you're fully believing.
Yeah, and here's the thing, you got a lot, I ain't even gonna say a lot, you do have women out there that are looking for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have people out there that want that. You have men out there that want that of being, no, I want to be able to have the full say-so on everything.
Yeah.
And this is what it is. You have people operating like that day in and day out. And then, I don't want no handy, nice and bad way to put it, but
you want a woman.
I don't want no ball and chain. Like, I don't want no weight. Look, right. I need a second wheel on this bike to help me roll everything else down this road.
And this is again, echoing what I said before, and echoing what he said. I'm not saying it's wrong to have that relationship if both people want it, but then there is an immense amount of trust.
Yeah.
And there has to be an immense amount of honor and integrity on the man in order for the woman not to be led down a path that puts her in an even more vulnerable position, and then also a lack of autonomy at the same time.
And also what comes with that, because nobody's perfect, the man has to have accountability, has to have, like you said, integrity. Has to be even wise enough to understand, like, I don't know everything, but he's going to come off like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's for somebody that's actually successful and wants to do it right. Like, we grew up we grew up being raised by a generation of women that, you know, that's why a lot of, you know, people got 2 and 3,
wedlock.
Yeah, out of wedlock, because this is like women wasn't divorcing. You know what I'm saying? They would stick around, but that's just what you do. You wasn't going online because there wasn't no online. He would just get off an exit before going home. And that was his other family.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there was one last thing I was going to add. And when I tell you that thing raced out of my head, once you stopped talking, it was like, you're not going to get to say it. You can't have it.
It's been 5 or 6 things like that for me.
God dog. And it went perfectly with what you said.
Yeah, I think of it because I feel like I rambled.
No, I lost it's my okay. Too. But we're going to close it out. Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit deeper about, that was what I was going to say. And it seems like a lot of these cults end up becoming sex cults.
And it's back when I think me and you, when you talked about it at the house, I said a lot of times, well, these cults, we ain't seen none of a woman. Maybe they have been.
Yeah, but apparently they have.
It's usually men, usually men of the Caucasus Mountains, but usually men. Anytime men want to get a group of people together to watch everybody's lives, it's going to somehow equal to sex.
Yes.
Every time. It's going to equal to sex.
It's crazy.
It ain't never like, I'm going to pick a wife. No, I'm going to pick all these.
Yeah.
Anybody that my attention is gravitated to. That's how you know. How many, you think you're part of, well, eventually, how many wives do you want?
Right.
Just ask that question at the top. Well, it's not about belonging to each other. We all belong to each. So you're trying to smash most.
Yeah, you're trying to smash everybody.
Every time.
Everybody. They eventually...
Even the people that drank the Kool-Aid and died, they're going to smash a bunch of people before that.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did. What's his name? Nature Boy, he made the couples eventually get legally married. But this is so he could hopefully avoid some legal problems because, you know, spouses don't have to testify against each other. So he was like, y'all get married. Because obviously while the men had, Jesus.
For some people, this is my, go ahead.
The men had a terrible go at it, but the women had it worse. So I think he realized, oh, if anything were to happen, we need to make it so that basically these women aren't going to really be able to say nothing because their husbands were also a part of it.
For this to be him, be Nature Boy or whoever, they living outside. You said they were posting?
All the time.
Like, you supposed to be living off the land and living in nature and off the grid, but you got Instagram account.
Listen, and the thing is, because that's how they were making money. People were giving money during his lives. So he was just like, yeah, I'm the supreme master teacher. Nature Boy, hello my reflection, all of them, and he changed all of their names. That's the other thing. Either Cult 101, if there's a name change, they want to give you a name change. Cult.
Yeah, it's Cult. I like my name too much. Kiss my ass.
You know I like my birth name like crazy. I love my married name too, but my birth name, that's that thing is always gonna be a part of me. That Angel Akita Moore is always going to be here. Well, again, you guys, we are going to be on tour. We're about to have such a good time. Our Patreon, you will have the opportunity to submit a request to be a part of the show. We won't be able to get everybody up there, but we will be able to get some of you all for some of our audience participation segments. Mm-hmm. We'll hopefully be having some of our friends that you recognize via social media pop up during some of the shows.
Pop out and show y'all.
Yes, for some of the segments. Again, we'll be in Chicago on June 1st. We'll be in Atlanta on June 3rd, LA June 5th. On the 23rd, we are in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And on the 24th, we are in Washington, D.C. All of these dates and being able to purchase these tickets are available on Linktree. That is linktr.ee/thatchickangel. Please do not wait to purchase your tickets. We're hoping not to have to cancel the L.A. show. Those tickets are going slow, and it's a large venue. Mm-hmm. In Philly, the same. We hope that you all show up. We know that you all could choose to be a million different places on those dates, but we hope you choose to spend the time with us. Thank you again to our sponsor, Tumblr. Give them a checkout at tumblrliving.com/argue. And Manshit.
Mm-hmm. MANSHYT.com. You can go to Manshit, get you some beard and body butter. There's Manshit. And then we also have Queen Shit. That's a body butter. Have a wonderful fragrance with the Queen Shit. Man Shit, you can get scented and unscented.
Yeah. And Mama Likes at shopmamalikes.com. All right, beautiful people. Join our Patreon if you're trying to get these free tickets to the LA show at patreon.com/thatchickangel. Until next time, y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.